For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Trains to and from Guangzhou have been suspended after landslides blocked a major line linking Guangzhou and Beijing. An estimated 80,000 passengers were not able to board their trains, and passengers have been warned not to come to the train station. Floods triggered by continuous downpours since Friday have left at least 9 people dead in Guangdong province. Meanwhile, relief work is underway as the worst flooding in decades in northeast China killed at least 40 people since Friday. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is now in China for a 5-day visit. His top agenda is expected to include cooperation in infrastructure, manufacturing, technological innovation, and tourism. This is Kenyatta's first visit to China since taking office in April. Ahead of the Kenyan president said that China is helping in infrastructure development in his country. Egypt's official news agency MENA says a total of 36 members of the Muslim Brotherhood have died in a riot as they attempted to escape when being moved to a jail on Sunday. Armed clashes broke out between security forces and militants who attacked police vehicles carrying detainees affiliated with the Brotherhood. Some 612 people were ordered to 15 days in custody, pending investigations over Saturday's clashes at Al-Fatah Mosque, which left at least 79 killed. UN inspectors have arrived in Damascus to investigate the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. The team is set to visit 3 sites over the next 2 weeks, including a northern town near Aleppo, which is at the center of allegations of chemical weapon use. Syrian government and the rebels are blaming each other for an alleged chemical weapons attack on Khan al-Asal in March, in which 25 people were killed, with 130 others injured. Meanwhile, thousands of Syrian refugees have crossed the border in Kurdistan and are setting up makeshift homes. A UN report says a total of 20,000 refugees poured into the region of northern Iraq in just 3 days. Many of the new arrivals came across a newly constructed pontoon bridge over the Tigris River at Pesh Kabur. Refugees coming into Iraqi Kurdistan say they were fleeing threats from al-Nusra Front, one of the main rebel groups opposing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. North and South Korea have agreed to reopen their talks over the reunion of families separated by the Korean War. This will be the first of such talks in 3 years. The Northern Korean government is proposing to hold the talks on Mount Kumgang Resort. Instead, South Korea says it prefers the meeting to be held on the South Korean side of the border village of Panmunjom. The agreement comes days after the two sides reached a deal on operation of the joint Kaesong Industrial Zone. Libyan Interior Minister Mohammed al-Sheikh has resigned 3 months after taking the post. Al-Sheikh is reportedly not trusted by Prime Minister Ali Zaidan and some other lawmakers. His predecessor, Akur Chwayel, also resigned 6 months after taking office. Libya's interior ministry has come under recent pressure to handle the country's continuing violence. One of 2 Norwegian nationals imprisoned in the Democratic Republic of Congo since 2009 on murder charges is reported to have died in his cell. The cause of the death of 32-year-old Tsolov Maland remains unclear. Maland and his compatriot Joshua French were sentenced to death in 2009 for allegedly murdering their driver. The 2 former soldiers were also convicted of spying for Norway. Both men deny the allegation against them and always maintained their innocence. The State Council, China's cabinet, has rolled out a plan to complete broadband coverage of both urban and rural areas by 2020. State Council elevated national broadband development as a national strategy. It also announced a timetable for implementation over the coming 8 years. The strategy aims to achieve Wi-Fi coverage in key public urban areas by 2013 and fixed broadband coverage for half of Chinese households by 2015. China Securities Regulatory Commission, or CSRC, is suggesting it was a system error that caused irregular trading last Friday. CSRC says it was not human error, but design flaws in a trade unit of China Everbright Securities that triggered the inconsistent trading. The flaws were reportedly triggered last Friday and resulted in huge orders at market prices, with the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index spiking almost 6% within 3 minutes. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.